Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, and we're back. Pro Football Full Circle, hour number 2. Right here on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Mike Carver joins the boys, Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel here, as we keep churning. The fun part of the year, Super Bowl ends. Got a couple weeks till free agency. What'd Kurtz tell us yesterday, Joe? Like 217 days or something like that? Until
it was 208?
208 something.
I don't know. George has got the calculator. Gentleman George Kurtz. He's like, no, it's not 209. It's 20. All right, okay. Yeah. I'm lucky I know my name at this point.
He wants to know
209 days away. I'll tell you, the draft is coming up, though.
The number instantly yesterday. I mean, right out of the gate, bang, 208 days until we could put another ticket in for an NFL game. I did hear you guys at the end of the first hour talking about Watson. I agree with Scott. He's playing next year. I think 100%. It's not going to be in Houston, but here's one thing I think he might have to do. They got to give him at least, what, 6 games, 4 games? He's going to get some kind of suspension, right? I mean, guys have been suspended for less, Scott. I agree he's going to play, but whoever gets him has to know they ain't getting him the first month and a half.
Yeah, and then listen, that could kill a whole season, right? That's got to be a dilemma for a club, because not only isn't he playing, that means someone else is, but that also means you're really not going to probably spend that much money on a backup court. Maybe you would, I don't know, to fill in for those 6 games. Maybe you'd go get yourself a Ryan Tannehill or something along those lines, but, you know, you could be behind the eight ball by the time this guy gets back. You know, you open up 1-5, boom, even 2-4. You know, the season's basically over. So you're drafting a guy. It's kind of like the Nets with Kevin Durant. You know, all right, you're gonna sign this guy. You're gonna trade for this guy, but you got to know that first year is gonna be a wash. But I can't imagine them sitting by and holding on to him, unless, you know, if you want to be really a conspiracy guy, as we all like to be this time of the year, especially, unless you just want to say, if you're the Texans, listen, there isn't a quarterback in the draft. It's not a great draft. We can get 3 first-round picks, we'll say from the Giants or whoever. But do we really want him this year? You know, maybe we'll wait another year and get 3 first-round picks next year when we have 2-3 big-time studs coming out. I don't know if they would do that, but you could, I suppose.
Yeah, it's weird how the strategy for it, because that's got to come into play, that you know you're not going to have him. And does it change the strategy of the team that might acquire him? Do we go from instead teams that can win now to teams that think they can win in 2 years? You know, that and maybe they can lose a bunch of games at the beginning of next year, and maybe they can get a better pick to add pieces to him. Like, I look at this board, I don't know, what team do the odds move up significantly if he gets there? Because I don't think he's going to any of these teams
Miami
near the top.
He's got a no-trade clause, too, so he's got to prove this, oddly enough.
He's got to pick where he goes. Like, I guess Miami. Out of all the teams in the top 9 or 10 that are on here for next year, I guess Denver's the one team, right, Joe, that you would think would be in play for him? Is it the Broncos, you would think?
I said the Broncos. I mean, we hear Aaron Rodgers. I think Denver.
Aaron Rodgers ain't going anywhere.
No,
Rodgers,
no.
That's
saying,
all nonsense.
I said Denver, right? Denver would be one. I think the other's Miami. I mean, with Tua, 36-1.
Would he want that? I don't think
he loves Miami.
He just wants to play in Miami.
He loves Miami, yeah. Deshaun Watson.
That would scare me away.
I think that's one of the reasons why Flores is fired. Flores wanted him in a big way, we came to find out. What about Tampa at 26-1?
How about Washington's in a market for a veteran quarterback?
That's Scott, that's what I was just going to say. I think if I had to look at the board, and I'm Deshaun Watson, and I can pretty much control, because of that no-trade clause, where I want to go, I think the two things that you want to see is you want to see some decent young pieces, which with Washington, especially on the defensive side, you could say. I mean, they've got some strong players up on the front with Young, et cetera, pretty good wide receiver in McLaughlin. And you're going to the NFC, which I think is something that Watson's got to get in his head right now. He's got to look around and look at the landscape and go, all right, AFC, I'm there. If I stay in the AFC and go to Denver, I got to deal with, in my own division, Herbert and Mahomes. I got to deal with Allen and Burrow and Lamar Jackson and everybody else. I go to the NFC, I mean, take a look around. Rodgers, how many years are left? You know, obviously Stafford and the Rams just won. But, Scott, I'd say the NFC is a better situation if I'm Watson and I control where I can go.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you had your druthers and if you were into that and worried about other teams and everything, absolutely. It is wide, wide open. And that's why Washington may go the extra mile, just knowing that they're in a division that's a winnable division and a conference that's a winnable conference. And, you know, Ron Rivera's a win-now guy. And what better way to just kind of, you know, the commandos or commanders, you know, get rid of that? The only question would be, though, would all the stuff that they have off the field, would this be a way to circumvent all that, or would this be another thing like, oh, my, the Redskins, potatoes, Commanders, really, with their ownership and all the legal issues and innuendos that are going on and accusations behind it? You're going to bring in a guy who's got some, you know, own issues? I don't know, you know. But maybe just one more piece to the puzzle. Who cares?
You got to just win, baby. Come on, Scott. Yeah. Just win. Who cares?
I think the fan base would embrace him. To tell you the truth.
Of course they would. Yeah. They would embrace him. They would absolutely love it if they had Deshaun Watson in Washington. All right, Pro Football Full Circle. Rocking here on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Carver, Wetzel, Lisi here with you, going through all the offseason football news. Take another look at these Super Bowl futures on the board. How do we attack these? We'll talk about it next on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Pro Football Full Circle. Carver, Lisi, and Wetzel here with you on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. I was looking at this board because this is the only board that we like have to stare at for the next for the next few.
We'll be talking about this for the next 4 months. Let's go to futures. I can hear Lisi. Let's go to futures today, Scott. Oh, we did that yesterday, Joe.
We go to the futures.
We did that on Tuesday.
Well, what do you want to talk about? It's a gambling show.
It's someday this week.
At the end of the day.
Tomorrow, Joe, we'll have to bust out the odds for the number one overall pick. Tomorrow, we'll have to bust those out.
We talked about that in the first.
Good. So there you go. Well, once a day, we'll have to touch on that, Joe. We'll have to each day. We'll have to take a look and see if it changes a penny or so between now and the draft. But we were just talking about Watson and what the impact could be. I find it interesting that they have Carolina at 40-1 ahead of a bunch of these other teams. Like Washington and the Raiders and even Pittsburgh. You know, I know Pittsburgh's quarterback situation is very questionable, but I mean, Carolina sucks. Like, they're awful. And as of right now, they have no quarterback. That tells me that they think that that's where Watson's going to go, because I feel like Carolina should be around where the Giants and the Lions and the Jags are. Like, I feel like they should be in that 80 to 100 range, and they're at 40, which makes me think, like, Scott, when you look at that, do you go, they're trying to bake that into the line that they're trying to guess that that's where Watson's going to end up?
Yeah. Yeah, we mentioned that earlier about who were we talking about, Joe, that you thought was – oh, San Francisco. You know, if they handed the reins over to Trey Lance, they wouldn't be 15 to 1. And I said, no, but they're building that in, that the possibility of Aaron Rodgers going there. Because if they made it like 35 to 1, like it really should be with San Fran, with Trey Lance, and then Rodgers lands there, they're sitting on all these 35 to 1 tickets. So they got to be playing a hunch. Same thing with Carolina, right? That's one of the landing spots that they're thinking he's going to go back to Carolina. And at 40 to 1, that makes about more sense than it would, Sam Darnold led Carolina Panther team, that's for sure. Oof. So
see, I look at it, the two that I think are baked in, when they look at the NFC championship winner, They have Tampa Bay at 13-1, New Orleans at 15-1. So are they baking those in with the potential Deshaun Watson? Well, maybe Brady comes back. Maybe that's why they're 13-1. But New Orleans, you're telling me a 15-1 shot to win the NFC? I know the defense is good, but outside of that, they have major quarterback issues. If Winston does come back, there's no guarantee he's going to lead this team. I mean, he wasn't that great when he played.
The Tampa number's interesting because, you know, I guess you think, depending if they get the right quarterback, would they be back up in the mix with these other teams? Now, they're not going to get anybody as good as Brady. But if they got the right guy, does that boost them up the board a little bit further?
Right.
I know they have a lot of free agents.
About Saints, though, too. Yeah. You're probably thinking of that with Saints. I mean, think about the Saints, who didn't even make the postseason. Well, either the Seattle. But the Saints are 15-1, okay. Seattle's 17-1. Minnesota 17-1. And those two teams have their quarterbacks, theoretically. And New Orleans does it, and yet New Orleans is lesser. But again, you know, I mentioned this earlier, guys. You can't post a wrong number that's too low. You know, because right. The downside would be, okay, no one's betting the Saints. All right, that's the worst thing in the world. But if you put the Saints or the Bucs or whoever way too high, then you get 50 zillion people that are betting that. Now your downside is, well, I got, 1,000 people getting a team that should be 10-1 that's now at 25-1 because they posted it too high. That you lose your job being wrong that way versus just nobody betting the team. No, that's not the end of the world. Who cares?
I know it's against the Giants' mindset with Mara in terms of how they would go about, and they don't want Deshaun Watson in any way, but I would be all in. I would ship Danny Dimes out, take Deshaun Watson in a second, and at 50-1, at least you have play. He would make that team immediately a 10-win football team this year, 10 or an 11-win football team.
They weren't a 10-win football team 2 years ago when he was quarterback in Houston. That's how they got the number 2 overall pick or whatever it was.
Yeah, but that defense was horrible towards the end of
the Giants
Watt's
is great.
Career. Yeah.
Well, Mara's been very, very clear, right?
We are not trading for Deshaun Watson. We run a wholesome organization here.
Right.
There's no way that we're going to bring that gentleman into our organization. So I guess if you got to believe the guy on the surface, he's
but
probably a liar
Deshaun
too. But
if you're Deshaun Watson,
who knows?
Do you want to go to Carolina with Robbie Anderson, the neck, and DJ Moore?
It's not like all these.
McCaffrey is never on the field. I mean, the guy. That's another concern. Is McCaffrey in a Carolina uniform, or do they ship his ass out? Guy can't stay healthy.
If I was him, the two places that I would be telling the agent, you not go knock on these doors, is Washington and Minnesota.
No,
I don't think Minnesota. Because you got to look. He's got an opportunity to get out of the AFC, Joe. Why would you want to bash your head against all these other guys when you can go to the clearer path to the Super Bowl and go over the NFC side? And if you, because I think Minnesota's going to get rid of Cousins. I don't think that that wonder kid that's leaving McVay there, I don't think he's going to want to deal with Cousins. So
that
would be an attractive spot for him with Justin Jefferson. You can't deny that, Joe. That'd be a great spot.
Dealing Jefferson, Dalvin Cook, Madison, Smith, Marsett came on towards the end of last year, Osborne. They have a defense. Oh, if I'm Deshaun Watson, it would be amazing to be throwing a Justin Jefferson in a dome, nonetheless. That's what he's played in with Houston.
Let me ask each of you guys this. Scott, how do you, when you look at this thing, and it's the day after this, 2 days after the Super Bowl, and you look at this thing, and you don't even know who's going where yet. Free agency, draft, etc. Do you just look at this, but not really, you know, it's hard to put anything in when you don't know what the rosters are going to look like before you get to training camp. How do you approach betting the Super Bowl winner for next year, 365 days before it actually happens?
Yeah, it's tough. You'd have to do real flyers, you know, just hunches that you think, may occur and you hit a home run. You know, Denver does get Aaron Rodgers. They're at 22-1. Aaron Rodgers lands there. You know, that's a pretty good fit for them, obviously. That would come down quite a bit, right? If I like Pittsburgh at 65-1. I can't believe they're going to go into next season with Mason Rudolph. They go get Jimmy G. That number's going to drop in half. Washington at 40-1. They go get themselves a real quarterback. That number will drop maybe in half. You know, or if you just want to take a flyer on the Giants doing something with the, you know, Russell Wilson, they got to be like big numbers now that you hope something clicks with that team. The Bears at 70-1 with their defense, new head coach. You know, if they made a splash, or if you think, you know, their quarterback, Justin Fields, is going to take that next step next year, and all the moves that they may make in the offseason, they don't have a first-round pick. But, you know, I got to look for like 50, 60, 70-1 that I think could drop in half some way or another.
Kind of like how all those people 2 years ago, the whispers started that, well, the Bucs could be a dark horse for Brady.
Yeah.
You know, and they decided, let me just throw the dart with the Bucs. And they ended up getting that ridiculous buck price, and then when Brady signed there, you know, it dropped from like 60-1 to, you know, 17-1. You know, it was just a enormous drop after Brady went there. You're throwing darts, hoping that the team acquires a piece that's going to change them. Joe, you're doing kind of the same thing.
Yes and no. I mean, I agree with Scott's saying in terms of some of the free agent quarterbacks, but I mean, I talked about it before. Like, to me, the one team that stands out outside Denver and some of the places for a free agent quarterback is Tennessee. You got Derrick Henry. I hate Tannehill, but you have A.J. Brown, Julio Jones maybe for another year. He's healthy. You had
but
one
that
was
not going to change, though, Joe, right? Yeah, I mean, it's not going to change that much.
But here, yeah, but at 24-1, Scott, look at who they're behind. They're behind almost half the board.
I know that, but why do it now?
Well, you why know? Not? If they're before,
because I don't want the book to hold my money for 10 months. If it's going to stay at 24-1.
Well, if we're talking that way, if we have to bet this board, that to me is value at 24-1. I mean, you're going to tie up your money no matter what. So why not tie it up on a team that has a division shot to get to punch a ticket to the playoffs?
Pro Football Full Circle. Carver, Lisi, Wetzel here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back. Keep rolling on the grid right after those.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Pro Football Full Circle. Carver, Lisi, and Wetzel here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. The break kind of, you know, held you up there, Joe. Did you want to continue to go on there and keep stating your case? Would you like to continue,
no,
or do you want to move
saying,
on?
No, you're going to tie up your money. If you play futures, you're going to tie up your money for 8 to 10 months anyway.
Yeah, but you don't have to, though. That's the point.
But then I'm
if
not
you can buy that, listen, if you could buy a candy bar today, but you're not going to be able to eat it for 10 months for a dollar, would you buy it today or would you buy the candy bar 10 months from now?
No, I don't need candy bars.
Of course
so
not.
So then according to Scott's methodology...
If you can have only, a grain, can you
then the only
if you can eat some broccoli today, you know, for a dollar, would you spend it now or 10 months from now?
So according to Scott, Scott's got the only way to bet the board. You got the only way you bet
now. That's
right.
Now I know all. I know everything. Anything you do that I don't do, you're 100%
throw your money away on the garbage Pittsburgh Steelers.
What do you got against the Steelers, Joe? You do that a lot. You always go after the Steelers.
You realize they made the playoffs, right, with a quarterback who couldn't throw the ball more than 10 yards?
The defense was not good. Come on. I love Micah Fitzpatrick, but that defense was not good. They gave up a
ton of yards.
It
wasn't good against Kansas City, but everybody else they were good against.
Okay, what about
they were good against
Chargers.
The Ravens.
They got ripped.
They were pretty darn good, weren't they?
What did Justin Herbert do to them?
You're talking about a big-time
points?
Quarterback. Yeah, okay.
So I'm going to buy in for them to win the Super Bowl? I don't care if you put
their last four
Joe Montana
games,
in that.
Their last four games crunch time, they didn't give up more than 14 points against Tennessee.
Tennessee's garbage, Scotty. Tennessee's garbage.
They were the number one seed in the AFC. How can you say they're garbage?
But at the end of the day, Ryan Tannehill's not good. Lamar Jackson hasn't shown that he can win a playoff game on the road with his arm. I mean, that's why. I mean, let's be honest. If he had to go up, if Pittsburgh had to go up against Pat Mahomes, they had to go up against Josh Allen. Yeah, they beat him week one. That was a fluke.
Listen, when you're going three and out 12 straight times and you're putting your defense on the field 15 times against some of the best quarterbacks, yeah, you're not going to do well. You won't. But when they played the mediocre teams, the Clevelands, the Baltimores, the Tennessees offensively, yeah. Yeah, okay.
You're not allowed to bash Pittsburgh, right?
On the network. It's not that you're not allowed to bash Pittsburgh, Joe, but I'll say this. Out of all these teams that are 50-1 or more right now, mm-hmm. and you're just trying to, like I said, you're trying to throw the dart that could end up paying big for you 10 months from now. Out of all the teams 50-1 or more, the Steelers are 65-1. If they get the right quarterback, they're in the mix to maybe win that division again this year. Just like last year, the Bengals were what? What did they say the other day? 115-1 at this time last year? The Bengals were? You're looking to throw the right dart. And they're a team that maybe they're going to end up being aggressive. How about this, Joe? I don't like the Steelers either, Joe. You think I want to see the Steelers win anymore? I'm sick of it. The last thing I want to do is see Pittsburgh in the playoffs.
Las Vegas, then. Las Vegas would be my pick. I don't love it, though. At the end of the day, they got a first-year head coach. But, I can't say – listen, I love Justin Fields more than anybody. But they're not winning. They're not – even if they hit lightning in a bottle, I think their defense honestly sucks. They get way too much hype. Khalil Mack is nowhere near the player that he was 3 years ago.
I agree with you on the Bears. They suck. They're not good anymore. But I think what we're just trying to get
I know that not dominant though.
Yeah, but they have some dominant players, okay? And we don't know yet what kind of moves they're going to make to maybe shore some of those small holes up. We know TJ Watt's great. We know that Minka Fitzpatrick's out there. We know Cam Hayward's out. Those are decent pieces to have. And maybe they hit somebody in the third round that's a starter on D. Maybe they hit somebody in free agency that's a starting cornerback. And suddenly the Steeler defense is a lot better. And maybe they get Jimmy G and he plays well. Maybe Kenny Pickett ends up being better than everybody thinks. And they draft him 20th overall. And he's the wonder boy next year that is, you know, the best rookie quarterback. There's just a couple things with the Steelers, Joe. As much as we hate them, at 65-1... might be worth a dart throw. I think that's all that we're saying.
Okay, so I think then we shouldn't have left it open for discussion. If the Steelers are the answer and that's all we're going to willing to accept, then why'd you say that the Steelers are the play? Everybody should just bet the Steelers because that's it. I'll just say this, okay? Justin Herbert, 41 points against the
Steelers.
You're
looking for a
Joe
good
Burrow, 41
team.
Points.
That's
41
one,
points with Cincinnati, 41-10. Kirk Cousins, who sucks, 36 points against that defense. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but again, when your offense is putting the defense on the field 3 to 5 times more than it should be because it's going three and out, you're going to let up sometime. You eventually will. So you're looking for a great team. No great teams are going to be 50 or 60-1, Joe. We're not telling you these teams are going to be better than Buffalo or Kansas City. As Mike mentioned, we're looking for a flyer. We're looking for this year's Cincinnati.
All right, then you know
Did
what?
Did you think Cincinnati? This time last year, we said
Jacksonville, 120-1. Jacksonville, they got Trevor Lawrence. Right. I'm a believer. Jacksonville, 120-1. Division sucks. Why not? Travis Etienne comes back. You got Marvin Jones. You have
LaVisca. Now you're playing
so
the
no,
game.
Why not? Jacksonville. Why not? I'll take Jacksonville. That's the team. I'm not buying into the narrative that, you know, because everybody's looking at the same way. That's the problem. It's cookie cutter type of mentality. Everybody's zoning in on Pittsburgh as the team to beat, and that's the end all be all. Once they get one piece, Tomlin and that team will be back.
If I told you Cincinnati this time last year, what would you be saying?
Scott, I bought into Cincinnati. You were right with Cincinnati.
But you were also the guy in February of 2021.
But you were also
the guy
that
picked it. So if I told you February 2021 that Cincinnati was going to the Super Bowl, what would you say? Second-year quarterback coming off a major injury. Bird Brand is a head coach. No way, right? I mean, But the potential was there because you had a great quarterback. You had a great wide receiver that, you know, maybe in February you didn't realize you were going to draft Chase, but maybe they did. But the pieces are there if everything falls the right way. That's what we're saying about Pittsburgh and Chicago, maybe the Raiders that you mentioned. If things fell the right way.
How can you say that about Chicago? What are you enamored
I like
with,
their
with
defense.
Chicago?
Because Justin their Fields may get better. Sucks. He may take the next step like Burrow did. He might.
I love Justin Fields. I agree.
Well, there you
Justin
go. Fields He's playing in a lousy great. Division. Aaron Rodgers leaves. Who's going to win that division? Nobody. The Bears. They got the best defense in the division.
All right. I'm going to take it. Jackson.
Now you got a dog in the fight at 70-1.
Hey, Joe. I just sent you a text. I just sent you a text, Joe. What did I do?
You put it on the wood with the Steelers.
I just to fire Joe up. I just put $5 on the Steelers on FanDuel to win $330.
You ask an open-ended question. I give an opinion, and then we're not allowed to disagree.
I'm
going to
put $100 on Jacksonville right now because of you.
You
know, should I do it? I'm buying it.
I
want to
see that. You better lock it and load it with your Happy Meal picks for $5. I want to see the $100 play.
Wait a second. What's wrong? I threw $5 to win $330 just so that we can have a laugh at this in 10 months if the Steelers are first place in the AFC North. We can have a
you
laugh.
You know what? I should just bet Detroit and Jacksonville. That's it. I'm gonna think
Dan Campbell's the Texans at 180-1. Deshaun Watson comes back and leads the Texans to the promised land, or they trade him for 5 first round picks and Jimmy G, or you know. Nah, who knows, right?
Okay. Yep, yeah. Can't happen.
I can see it.
Listen, you hate the Steelers, Joe. Let's just say it. You hate the Pittsburgh Steelers. You've hated them your entire life.
No.
You don't like the Steelers.
No. First of all, you're dead wrong. I grew up, my grandmother grew up in Allentown, PA. She was the biggest Steelers fan.
That's Eagle Town.
500 miles from
that's
Pittsburgh.
Eagle Town. That's Eagle Country.
Jim Thorpe, let me just say this. Can I just say this? I love Mike Tomlin.
Is all
I think he's a great
East
coach.
Pittsburgh's all the way in the West.
Let me just say, I think Tomlin's a great head coach. At the end of the day, I'm not sold on their defense. I think they're regressing. I don't care if they get a quarterback. That's not the concern. Everybody just thinks, they get a quarterback, they're going to roll. The defense gave up a lot of yards this year, and you can't say that it was just at the end of the year. They lost to Las Vegas early part of the season, 26 points. Carr threw for over 300 on them. We don't look at the real facts. We only look, they beat Baltimore and Lamar Jackson that had the number one ranked rushing offense in the NFL, a totally one-dimensional offense. If they go up against good quarterbacks, they get torched.
I love you, Joe. I do. I love you. You hate the Steelers.
I don't hate the Steelers.
You hate your grandmother.
This is the last time. I'm just firing you up, Joe. You know that. I'm getting you fired up.
Jacksonville's the pick.
Allentown.
Last to first. Jacksonville, 120-1.
Well, now let's be – you know what, Joe? Let's take that seriously. The Jaguars at 120-1. I like Doug Peterson. I think he's going to help Trevor Lawrence a lot. I mean, geez, he can only go up. He was awful this year.
Yes.
I mean, he was one of the most insignificant number one overall quarterback picks in his first year. I mean, he did absolutely nothing. So it would be nice to see Trevor Lawrence do it. But they need a lot of stuff, Joe. They need a lot of stuff. That division is bad, though. That division's winnable if it breaks right for them. What are the Colts going to do at quarterback? Where are they going? Is that a Watson spot? They would never trade him in division to Indianapolis, right? They would never do that.
I wouldn't think so.
Well, who knows, though, right?
Anything's possible if you got the picks. Yeah, you got the juice. Maybe they'll do it.
Yeah.
For Pro Football Full Circle, Carver, Wetzel, and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio. Yep. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Getting Lisi a bus trip to Pittsburgh. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Pro Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, and Scott Wetzel here with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 159. Another guy. How about this Murray thing yesterday? I don't know if you guys talked about this in the first hour. Kyler Murray had to take to social media to, I guess, say, you know, defend himself after he did the whole, let me wash all the Arizona stuff off my social media accounts. Everybody thinks he doesn't want to be there. You could tell. I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude has still has a lot of growing up to do. Like, a lot of growing up to do. Doesn't like taking the blame. Thinks he got too much blame. I don't know, Scott. I don't know if you're winning with that guy at this point in his career. There's a lot of complaining coming from the Kyler Murray side of the world.
Yeah, we talked about it. He comes across to me as a big baby. He really does. You know, he wants to say, I'm not a baby. You know, don't believe all these accusations that are coming out about me being a selfish player. Meanwhile, you watch him play over the last month of the season when they were losing. All he was doing was pointing fingers and pounding on the field. You know, Joe and I, and even you, I think, we brought it up many times in the regular season about how he was acting. It was obvious to everybody. Then he pulls down the Cardinal stuff from his social media posts, and then when someone accused him of being selfish and a baby, he's like, no. Well, then how do you explain doing what you did with the Arizona stuff? I mean, if that's not petty. You know, if you want to be off the team, okay, knock yourself out. But to draw, you know, attention to yourself by doing that, and then say that you want to play I'm a team player game afterwards. You know, he's playing the fool to me.
Joe, you in for Kyler Murray or you chopping him? Chopped.
I'm chopping him. I don't want him on the team. You know what? Body language in that wild card game against L.A. proved it all. Not only did he not cover the number, he couldn't even score. I mean, come on. No way. I mean, I understand why they're going to need him, but at the end of the day, he's not a leader. Right now. I mean, that game against Matt Stafford in L.A. and Aaron Donald, the way they ate him up in that ball game, looked like a high school kid playing. Sold.
Chopped. And your chopped. Boy also there, Cliff, he don't got a lot of time left on the hourglass either. He's got to make some things happen also.
Think he's coaching. Let me ask you this. Longer time frame. Cliff Kingsbury, a year in Arizona before he's the head coach of – let's say probably back at Houston after Holgorsen gets chopped somehow or moves on.
Why do you think Holgorsen's going to get chopped? Why do you go after Holgorsen all the time? Another guy you don't like. Was he born in Pittsburgh
really
or something, Holgorsen?
Yeah, really. Allentown, maybe?
I'm not allowed to dislike people. I'm not allowed to dislike
people. I didn't say
people.
You're not allowed to dislike people, Joe. You can dislike whoever you want. I know that Holgorsen, we did this a lot on the college show this year. Holgorsen's very high on the Lisi hit list. He's very high.
Yeah. He's not
high. I mean, he's in the top five for Joe. Guys that he loves going after. So you think he's going to be the coach at Houston? I think he's out in Arizona after this year. I don't think that they're going to have the you know, I don't even know if they'll make the playoffs again this year. I think that he'll be out after this season.
24-1. You're putting money on them or are you selling them right here, right now? 24-1.
Major sell for me. Major sell.
You know, when we have those four teams that did make the playoffs make it next year, so you have to obviously pull four out, Arizona would be at the top of my list, especially in that division with Seattle, I think, being a little bit better next year. They would be a prime candidate for them not to make the postseason next season.
That's funny because you're right, Scott. There's usually four, you know, between four is like the number, you know.
Yeah, there's at least four since 1980. Since they've gone to this kind of format, at least four new teams every single year.
Well, the top of my list is Cincinnati.
Really?
That's the top of my yeah. I think this is a one-off. Now, Burrow is very good, and Chase is very good. But I think they had a lot of things go their way in these playoffs. I think they got some breaks, which you need. Take nothing away from you. You need that kind of stuff to get to the end. But I think this is kind of going to be like, that's always a loser franchise. You saw the one year where Arizona made it. They never went back again.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of going to be a little bit of a one-off for the Cincinnati Bengals this year. I don't even think they'll make the playoffs next year. I'm on the under whenever the number comes out.
It is a tough conference. I mean, let's face it, and a tough division. You got to figure Baltimore will be better just because they'll be healthy. Cleveland had so many injuries and issues as well. And I, you know how I feel about Pittsburgh, but you don't. Kansas City's not falling back, right? Buffalo's probably not falling back. The Chargers figuring to make a next step forward. You know, Tennessee will probably still be there in that division. You know, who knows what's going to happen with Rodgers in Denver? But I mean, I could see it just be, but I could see it for all those teams outside of Buffalo and Kansas City. I'd be surprised if those two teams didn't make it, but any other team, even Tennessee, if things didn't go the right way, if the Colts picked up another quarterback or something. But you're right about Cincinnati. The only thing I would say that might, though, is, you know, they did beat number one Tennessee on the road. They beat Kansas City on the road. So I don't think breaks went their way necessarily in the postseason. I think they went their way in a regular season with Buffalo not being nearly as good, Kansas City not nearly being as good, you know, and Baltimore having the injuries and all the other things that occurred, Tennessee with the late injuries. They got very fortunate, I thought, in the regular season, more so than the postseason.
Yeah, the two things that I just go back to with them that they got in those two games was Tannehill was embarrassing. Tannehill was absolutely awful in that game, which, you know, may credit their defense a little bit. But and Mahomes in the second half of the Chiefs game was it wasn't Mahomes. Yeah. It was weird. It was very strange. Now you got there's a lot. What'd the guy tell us last week, Joe, that Bieniemy and Mahomes hate each other?
Yeah.
Wasn't that what he told us last week? The great Brandon Lang told us.
Bieniemy met the Walrus over the weekend. So we got to see how that plays. Yeah,
you think that plays a role in him not getting a head coaching job? That behind the scenes, that's
possibly.
Why?
How about this? Can I sell one? I'm going to go right for the top. I'm selling the Chiefs. Chopped.
Ooh.
How about that?
Chopped. How far are we chopping them? As in, like, not make the playoffs?
Pittsburgh? Yeah. Where are we going here? We're going to Allentown with this or what?
No, you know what? I think that they're a wild card. I don't think they win the
Well, you're not chopping them that much then.
I think I'll tell you what.
You're high on Herbert, huh, Joe? You're high on Herbert.
9-8 this year.
Come on.
9-8. Why not?
Eight teams are going to beat them.
Yeah.
All right.
What? We make it, you see, here we go again. We make it sound like that's so out of the realm of possibility. How many one-score games did they play a couple of years ago? They lose 24-3 to Tennessee. They get abused by teams this year. They lose to Cincinnati. I mean, the teams that they won and beat, they beat Pittsburgh twice down the stretch. That pathetic Pittsburgh team.
That made the playoffs. Yeah. But once, but
average 16 points a game.
You don't play a non-division team twice in a regular season. But don't let facts get in the way of a good rant.
No, I know. But who? But
well, how they beat them twice then at the end of the season? Unless you count the
postseason. Well, they beat them once in the regular season and once in the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
Down the stretch.
Okay. I thought you were talking about postseason. Okay.
No.
Down the stretch, they went 8-9-1. By the way.
Right, and their loss came to Cincinnati. And right. The teams that they did beat, Jordan Love and Green Bay, Dak Prescott, who was banged up. We went through this. They beat Pittsburgh down the stretch. I mean, the teams that they beat in the second half of the season were not world beaters by any stretch. They beat L.A., the Chargers in an overtime game, which that defense allowed Travis Kelce to just run free. I mean, come on. It's not like they dominated every game down the stretch.
They beat
and the
five
offenses
playoff teams
that they beat were one-dimensional.
Five playoff teams down the stretch.
I can't name them.
Green Bay, Las Vegas.
Without Aaron Rodgers, they beat Green Bay. Jordan Love.
They beat Green Bay, Las Vegas, Dallas, Las Vegas again, and Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And they beat the Chargers, which kept them out of the playoffs. Otherwise, they would have been a playoff team. Listen, they may come back to the pack. I don't see them going from 12-5 to 9-8, though. I thought they were going to come back to the pack this year. And they did a little bit. But ultimately, you see eight teams beating them? I don't know.
All right.
Especially if Aaron Rodgers doesn't land in Denver.
Taking a shot. So that's an automatic under for Joe. This when the numbers come out.
Yes.
When the win totals come out, Joe's locking in that Chiefs
under.
And
they were under their win total this year. Weren't they set at 12.5 at the start of the year plus 125 to
the
over?
They were under their win total. You're right.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're selling them because why? Mahomes is going to come back to the pack. Tyreek's going to get older.
No, it has nothing to do with Mahomes. I just think from a mentality perspective, it is very difficult. And look at your Buffalo Bills. You make it to four straight Super Bowls. That mental resolve starts to wear on you. There's only so much that you can take. They win the Super Bowl against San Francisco. They walk through the motions in year number two. That was the game. How many games did they cover, right? One score games. They get back to the Super Bowl. They lose to Tom Brady. Then this year, they get the emotional overtime win. They lose in the championship game. That's asking a lot in three straight years. Now, 4 years, we're going to ask this team to maintain that intensity without any major injury, without anything falling off the cliff, and now internal rumblings with the offensive coordinator and head coach. I'll take my chances under.
The reason they weren't in their third straight Super Bowl is because Patrick Mahomes played the worst half of his career.
But it doesn't matter.
I'm just saying. That's just my.
Well, it doesn't matter. You know. It happened, though, right?
I mean, I know. It happened. I don't disagree.
There's a reason why. There's a reason why the Bills didn't win the Super Bowl.
You might be able to talk me into the under, Joe, but I don't know if you're going to be able to talk me into 9-8. We'll see what the number is when it comes out. I already got my four. There you go, Scott. You said four? I'll give you four right now. Cincinnati, Niners, Arizona, and probably the Steelers. There's your four. Probably won't that won't go back. That's my four.
Right. You could throw the Raiders in there. That would be another one that people might put.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
Philadelphia, the Eagles, right? You know,
Eagles,
you probably come up with about seven or eight if you're
there's actually,
now they have
you're
the extra playoff team. With the extra
I forgot the Eagles even made
Tampa
the playoffs.
Bay, without Brady.
You know what? We could put Tampa in there, too. I think Tampa, you're right. There's six or seven that you could make a case for that won't be back.
Yeah. If we had a host that was willing to look forward, you'd have to find all these other teams that are like 50, 60 to 1 that might fill these slots. But, you know, we obviously, you know, they're bad. They're always going to be bad. So we can't fill them with
Let me just go down Kansas City's final four games this year. All right. San Francisco, Cincinnati, Buffalo, Tampa. They also play Seattle, the L.A. Rams, Denver.
That's their schedule coming up this year. Well, we don't know. We don't know when they're playing them yet. We don't know when they're playing these games, but we know who they have on the schedule.
Correct.
So they definitely play the Bills and the Titans because they won the divisions in the AFC.
Tampa's on there. Cincinnati's on there.
Okay. Hey,
San Fran is on there. The Rams are on there. Seattle's on there.
Play the West next year. They play the NFC West.
NFC West.
Just saying.
West versus West.
Come on, you feel strong, Wetzel? Let's go.
I'm not going to bet it without knowing the number.
We need the number.
You're telling me it's 9. You want to bet me straight up they get more than 9 wins? I'll do that.
Maybe I need it. If it's like 11.5, Joe, maybe we can have a discussion.
Yeah.
11.5. You could maybe talk me into the under.
11-6. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. We'll see what the number is. Pro Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Scott Wetzel, Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We wrap it up on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back. Pro Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, and Scott Wetzel here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. As we are wrapping this one up today, it's Joe Lisi. Made it very known. Well, you're right, though, Scott. We got to find some teams. We just said there's seven teams that maybe won't make it again. We got to fill the slots.
Yeah.
Like, who are we filling the slots with? Who's the highest team they have on the board that didn't make it last year? I guess Baltimore, right? 20-1. Baltimore and Denver and the Chargers. Who's the highest NFC team? Jesus. Minnesota, I guess, at 33-1.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Man, the NFC sucks. Ugh.
That is bad.
That's why you gotta take a flyer. You just gotta blindly bet everybody over 50-1.
Detroit. Now you say that what?
55-1
For 57 minutes, you've been telling us we're crazy. We got to bet chalk in February, and now 58
I'm minutes into the show. I'm being sarcastic. Oh. You have to understand. You see, you take the bait every time we do. How we do 6-hour shows together?
I know.
You
should know
me by now. I know. Well, then you know what? Then just take a shot on the Falcons with Matty Ice. Oh man, that Matty Ryan not gonna last another season.
I think Washington's going to try to make a splash at quarterback.
Yeah.
I just, that defense, too. I know they came on down the stretch, but that secondary got abused. They really did. Got Landon Collins back there.
I think the Saints are finished.
Can a new coach help the Giants in a bad division? Can they be that bad? 85-1?
You're just bashing Daniel Jones for like 30 minutes.
I know he sucks. I get that. But maybe they're going to trade. Maybe they'll trade for you know, not Watson, but
the trade for Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. You know,
well, if the
see,
Giants,
that's a dart you'd want to throw.
Then yeah, bye. Yeah.
You throw the 85-1 dart with the Giants right now, and they end up getting Russell Wilson. That's a score right there. All right, boys, we'll see you tomorrow. Pro Football Full Circle. Carver, Lisi, Wetzel. Great job by Andrew Torres. Sports Grid Radio. Sanchez. Sirius XM. Channel 159. See you tomorrow, right here on the grid.